From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Heavy rain and hail fell on Joplin, Missouri today. It hindered search and rescue efforts one day after a tornado killed at least 116 people. Crews are still searching for others. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU was in Joplin today.
Downed power lines and natural gas leaks made the area struck by the tornado even more treacherous as people began to pack up what they could. Some walked the streets, seemingly numb, as they carried garbage bags and pulled wagons filled with their belongings. Ryan Royster and his wife were lugging a laundry basket overflowing with clothes. Their apartment complex was destroyed.
I mean, it just hurts. Everything you just worked, you know, so hard to have, it's just gone in a second. One minute you wake up, everything's fine, you come home, it's gone.
Ryan was out of town visiting family when the twister struck. Eddie Chin, on the other hand, was in the thick of it. He crouched in his bathroom and covered his head, listening as the tornado tore at his apartment building. He's been looking for his sister and brother-in-law who live in the same building.
I spent like 4 hours last night until dark. I'm still looking for them. Definitely they were in the apartment because she called me like 2 minutes before the tornado hit over us.
Officials estimate that as much as one-third of the city is destroyed. Dark skies off to the west threatened rain this morning as Tamara Willock hurriedly loaded a few belongings into her car parked near where her house once stood.
There's nothing left. It's all gone. Basically, all we have left is a frame. We're just going to dig it out as we can and pray for no more rain.
As the rain falls and the thunder crashes overhead, I'm standing here looking down the street at what used to be a neighborhood but is now a site of total devastation. Instead of homes, you have piles of debris, splintered wood. It's difficult to even discern any furniture as you look into these piles of what used to be homes. Residents say they're in shock. They don't even know exactly where they are at times and are having trouble finding places that once were very familiar to them.
It don't look the same. It was pretty bad when I didn't know what street I was on last night when I was trying to get home, you know, because all the signs were gone. It just looks so chaotic.
Nathan Ardinger is one of the many Joplin residents helping neighbors clean up. A few miles away at Missouri Southern State University, Chris McGinn is helping register volunteers who've come from all over the region.
There's this form right here, and this one is just a liability waiver, and if you can date there and sign it.
As the volunteers get their assignments, it's medical personnel who are in high demand. Joplin's primary hospital, St. John's Regional Medical Center, was directly in the path of the tornado and sustained heavy damage. Patients were transferred to other facilities, but medical records, including x-rays, caught up in the twister, reportedly turned up more than 70 miles away. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton.